And if a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain
weirdo.
Or he just doesn't seem to have any sense at all.
He's nuts, like, crazy.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call him a fool?
No.
Would you ever?
To me, a fool is someone that had a joke played on them.
Uh-huh. You so, know. Just like...
Or someone that would... a fool, you know, would... He's a fool. Like, you know, like... He's doing something out of better judgment, but he's capable of doing better. You know, he's acting like a fool right now. In other words, somebody's making a fool out of him.
Mm-hmm. Is it... Do you ever hesitate to use the word fool? I mean, does it sound sort of funny
no,
to say?
No.
What about someone who has plenty of money, but he never spends a cent? You call him a...
Miser.
What other terms do people have?
Tight.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear a tightwad or...
Tightwad, mm-hmm.
Do you ever hear the word dago used to mean a miser?
No.
Do you ever hear that word at all?
Oh, yeah.
To mean?
A dago means an Italian.
Uh-huh. Someone recently told me the word, used it to mean a miser. I was just wondering.
I've never heard it used as a miser.
And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
He doesn't stand out.
Mm-hmm.
He's common. He doesn't have any outstanding characteristics or, you know.
Mm-hmm. You sort of look down on him then?
No.
But would he be insulted if you called him common?
I don't know. It all depends on the person.
Mm-hmm. What if you said that a girl is very common? What would that mean?
A girl, very common, I imagine, would be referred to as a plain Jane. So if a girl would be common.
It mean just appearance or something?
Yeah, I think it all depends on which way that you're using it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use it, would it ever be complimentary to say the person is common, or girl is common?
I guess you could. It all depends on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which way you using it.
What about an old person, maybe up in their 80s, who still gets around real well, doesn't show his age? You'd say that for his age, he's still mighty... What?
Peppy.
Okay. And say if your children are out later than usual, you say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Worried about them?
Or a little...
Concerned?
Uh-huh. You say you wouldn't feel easy. You say you felt...
I don't know what you're trying to say. Mm-hmm. Ill at ease?
Uh-huh. And you might say, well, they'll be home all right. Just don't...
Worry?
And a child might say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
Afraid?
Okay. And you say, well, I don't see why she's afraid now. She...
Never used to be.
Okay. And would you say she didn't used to be or used to be or?
No.
Okay. And somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say he's mighty. What with his money?
Foolish.
Or he just leaves it lying around. He's too...
Trusting.
Okay. Or he doesn't watch over it like he should. He just leaves it scattered around. You say that he's awfully
careless.
Okay. And a person that you can't argue with, they're gonna do things their way and they won't listen to
hard headed.
Huh?
Hard headed.
Okay. Any other terms?
Stubborn.
And somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. Someone who's just super sensitive. You'd say that he's...
Oversensitive.
Or any other terms?
Touchy.
Okay. And what about fretful? Did you ever say that? And you said, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
upset.
Okay. Or all of a sudden he just got really
upset.
Okay. Did you ever say head up or owly or mad or
angry, mad?
Okay. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them that just keep
you cool.
Okay. Or another way of saying that, just keep
calm.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Pooped.
Okay. Or you'd say, I'm just completely
dragged out.
Okay. Or using the expression wear out, you say, I'm just completely
worn.
Huh?
I'm just completely worn out.
Okay. And say if a person had been well and suddenly you hear they have some disease, you might say, well, last time I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they
got sick?
Okay.